travel on The Pat Kenny Show.
Thanks to Ryanair. Nothing quite says I love you like a Ryanair gift card. The perfect gift for couples.
Well, plenty of politics this week with the presidential nominations closing today and polling day a month away. So we thought on our travel slot, it's great to welcome Paula Kanila, of course, travel editor, award-winning and involved in so many things. The Secret Guide to Dublin, isn't that right?
That's right.
And so on with the Indo Group Media House. Paula Kanila is here. And today he's talking about how would you like to incorporate into your holidays a flavour for politics. And having been to the US for 16 weeks in 2016, one of my highlights was Washington, D.C. And I went there just after the election in November 2016. Trump had just won, and Capitol Hill and so on. And just between all the monuments and all the museums and all the political places, the courts, it was actually history in motion. Tell us some of the best bits of Washington, D.C.
I'm glad to hear you've been there. I was wondering about that because, so for me, it's like walking onto a movie set, Washington, D.C. It's one of those places you go where you turn a corner and you go, oh, wow, I just saw that in the Bourne movies, or I remember that from All the President's Men, or even a show like Veep or something like that. The National Mall, the Lincoln Memorial with Lincoln sitting in his chair. You literally walk past the Supreme Court. So all of these big institutions of power that we're so familiar with are there in front of your face. It's a fairly big scale to it. Like you're not going to walk the National Mall in 5 minutes. But what I loved about it was the sense that you have all that infrastructure and then you have the cut and thrust of real stuff. You walk into a hotel bar and you could have two lobbyists arguing over a whiskey. You could go to a diner like Pete's Diner or a sort of a casual place like Ben's Chili Bowl, and a politician could come in, on a campaign. Famously, Barack Obama was in there to get his smoky chili dog. So you feel on the one hand all the ideals of it and on the other hand the mess of politics playing out in front of your face. And I just love that kind of sense of those things together.
So what are the things you mustn't miss? The White House would be...
So you can't get into it. It's not unlike Leinster House.
You can walk around it.
You can walk around it. You need to be sponsored by your local congressman, I'm going to say, or senator, to get in for a tour. But you can get surprisingly close. You can stand up at the railings and look in at that. You can see that.
And beside then is Capitol Hill.
Yeah, you can go into the Capitol building.
There's the kind of rounded bit. Yeah. I went in there and did the tour.
Did you do the tour?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. And the guys, you have to apply online in advance. It's like going into an airport. You get your bag checked. You can't bring in your water. Yeah. These lads in red blazers guide you around all the marble, the columns, the sober portraits on the wall. You get to go into these old chambers. And you can, depending on the day, you could have congressmen and senators, pursued by little gaggles of media going by in the corridors and all that. Yeah. And they will give you versions.
Get into the chamber now.
No, I didn't get into the chamber.
I didn't either.
But you do get into the rotunda.
Yeah, you do.
You'll recognize that from the big set piece moments in American history. I did sneak in a question about January 6th, and they weren't having none of it though.
Right.
They were like, oh, we can't talk about that. It's like a shutdown.
The other thing is the Supreme Court is just up the hill.
Yeah, just across the road
from it. Yeah.
When I was there, there was a big protest going on outside. There was people with their megaphones. There was people dressed up. And I came away with this sense of, it's kind of like having a fire hydrant going off in your face reading the news at the moment about America. You just cannot.
It's a good summary, yeah.
Yeah. But what going there as a tourist, as a travel writer, kind of makes you have a bit of time out. You're not checking your emails the whole time. So you kind of go, well, now what's really happening? And where, in history, how will we look back at this?
And then there's tributes to past presidents. There's the Lincoln Memorial.
Yeah.
I found, I don't know if you came across it, a museum of media. And there was a library there. It had the history of radio and the history of television.
Yeah.
And it was like sets and so on. It was really incredible.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't get to that one. I did get to one called the International Spy Museum, which I went in thinking, okay, I'm going to see like pencils that can turn into guns or cameras for pin buttons and all that. And there was that stuff. But they also
James Bond type stuff.
They had that, but they also had these really sort of striking actual artifacts. Like they had the actual ice pick
that was used to kill Leon Trotsky.
Jesus. Yeah.
They had a plane ticket from 9/11.
Oh my God.
So they, like, when you suddenly see something like that, like literally singed around the edges, it really, you kind of go, oh, whoa. So it was a kind of an interesting mix of entertainment and gimmicky stuff, but with the sobriety of where let's the groups like the CIA and all these secret police and all the rest of it fit within the political system. So it kind of made you question that.
Where
I like
else
that.
In the US?
So I also had a great stop in Boston at the JFK Presidential Library. Have you ever been
I was in Boston,
The
harbour is nice there.
Yeah, it's lovely. And it's a city that's really come on since they buried the traffic in the Big Dig and all that. But the, if you had to pick one thing, like you can go to Harvard, you could. There's loads going on in the city, but the if you're into your politics, just given the theme of the item. The JFK Library not only has stuff like the replica of his Oval Office and all of the original binders of his schedules for the day and that kind of stuff, but they've exhibitions like, do you remember his campaign was in 1960 where he went up against Nixon, and famously there was this debate where he wore makeup and Nixon didn't, and Nixon came off looking kind of pale and a bit weird.
Dodgy,
in the camera.
Yeah.
So they have the actual cameras and the actual teleprompters from that in an exhibition room.
Down south, the thing I... So I went to Memphis and I went to do it. Down south, the place where Martin Luther was killed.
Yeah.
You actually can go into the room he was killed and where the bullet was fired from. But you've picked out a few. Alabama.
I did. And Alabama, the civil rights trail is there. I thought this would be newsy because Aer Lingus has just announced a new route next year to Raleigh Durham there in North Carolina. But Alabama was at the center of all the civil rights protests and movement in the 50s and 60s. And so there's a trail there. If you're into ever doing sort of a driving tour in the States, which I'd really recommend doing, it's just a really interesting way to spend 2 or 3 weeks. But they would have sort of, they would have these sober stops like you can go to civil rights museums, but also just these really relatable, humble places like the bus stop where Rosa Parks got onto her bus in that famous day where she refused to give up her seat. And again, you're left kind of thinking, when I come away from these things when I'm travelling, you're kind of going like, in 50 years time or in 100 years time, what are we going to go back and see about the America of today, or what's going on today? To
Let's go to London. Obviously, Westminster.
Have you ever been in that?
I actually have never been inside it.
Yeah,
I've had various meetings in Whitehall when I was minister, but not in the actual chamber. I must go. There's so many museums as well. War museums. Churchill stuff.
Yeah, you can go
military stuff.
You can go underground on the Imperial War Rooms, which is probably the coolest thing that you can do. That whole area you're describing, like you've 10 Downing Street, you have Big Ben, you have Westminster, all within five or six minutes.
You said you had to get a congressman to get into the White House.
Yeah.
Do you need to get an MP to get into the Westminster?
That's a great question. I double checked that today, and you don't. You can just book tours online and you can do them guided or self-guided. And they're pricey, like everything in London these days. It's £27 to do a guided tour with an audio guide. Or
the Dáil is free.
But you have to, don't you have to jump through hoops to get a tour of the Dáil?
I know all the people there.
I'll talk to you afterwards.
Who you know in this country, know what you know.
That is exactly right. So you can do the tours there anyway.
So globally, what would be other iconic ones that you would say, if you're interested in politics? I suppose one thinks of Nelson Mandela.
Yeah, Robben Island. I did a tour there that absolutely stopped me in my tracks. It was like somewhere, just the contemporary resonance of that when you go into the cell and you hear about the length of time the man sent in there and the way he came out and was so forgiving, and the actuality of it, the fact that it's not, you're
and
looking
you can,
at it on a
you
screen.
You can remember it, the moment, you know.
Yeah, but the tours are also given by people who were prisoners in there. So this very first hand, you know, it's not like it's someone doing a summer job just going through the script.
You must have been stuck for material. Ended up with the Peace Bridge in Derry.
I did.
Jesus.
Have you been to Derry?
I've been to Bogside and the whole lot, and I'm not in a hurry to go back to it.
Why?
What did you like about it?
I think Derry is, I'm going to challenge you on this, I think it's one of the most underrated city breaks on the island right now. Think of it as like a Cork in Northern Ireland, right? A second city. It's been out in the spotlight for ages, but it's got several really good new hotels. The people are completely uncynical there. They're some of the friendliest people I've met. The walls are as dramatic as the walls in.
Are there elements that are a bit rough?
Of course there are, like every city. Like the walls are like they could be in Dubrovnik. And in the middle of this, if you're into it, all the history stuff, the Bogside murals, the Peace Museum. In the Guildhall, they actually have John Hume's Nobel Peace Prize medal which I wonder whether Trump will get one of those or we'll be going to see those in the future.
Paul O'Kinneela.
Put Derry on your list.
So if you're into politics, history, and of course today's politics is tomorrow's history, really fascinating world tour, US, UK, transatlantic, Paul O'Kinneela.
Travel on the Pat Kenny Show.
Thanks to Ryanair. Nothing quite says I love you like a Ryanair gift card. The perfect gift for couples.